Fast food outlets are coming under fire from academics who are accusing corporate brands of using the COVID-19 pandemic as an advertising tactic. Researchers at the University of Auckland found 27% of the social media posts from fast food chains used the virus as a marketing hook. In particular, the number of advertisements referencing the pandemic spiked as the first level 4 lockdown was lifted last year. Professor Boyd Swinburne is from the Health Coalition Aotearoa Board and joins us now. Kia ora.
Morena, Colin.
Okay, you've called it COVID washing. How does this actually work? You think there's something sort of orchestrated going on here?
Well, this is a marketing tactic. It's like whitewashing or greenwashing. It's kind of pretending to do something. And in this case, the pretense is to kind of show concern that the brands are your friends, the brands are there with you in your lockdown, the brands are there with the frontline workers and so on. So it's a very emotional approach, but it really is just a massive brand marketing exercise designed really to monetize the epidemic and capture this opportunity for them to engage much more with people with their brands. I mean, we saw a big spike this time and we saw a big spike last time in the lockdown, and this is a worldwide phenomenon. Brand marketers get onto this all around the world.
I'm sure they would push back, and those who are creating the advertising would say this: they are simply reflecting the zeitgeist, the mood, which is that people locked down looking for a bit of relief with some fast food. That is one view.
Well, that is one view, but if you look at the details of the marketing, a lot of it is creating a culture of craving, you know, craving your KFC, the pizza I miss the most, tell us your McDonald's cravings, the Zinger Burger misses you. You know, they're really painting themselves as the light at the end of the tunnel. So when lockdown ends and the takeaways open, people flock there. So these long lines are not necessarily just a straight product coming from people's desire. They have been fanned and marketed on. But the real thing that bothers us, I guess, really is the way that they're trying to capture kids as well. So there's a lot of marketing aimed directly at kids, you know, cookie bear bingo and Barnett's biscuit quiz, Easter eggs and so on, because this happened over the Easter time. And it just highlights the total absence of regulations to prevent marketing of junk food to kids in this country.
But this is a long-standing concern of yours, though, isn't it? So, I mean, is it separate from the pandemic in the sense that you've always argued that there should be greater restrictions on fast food, advertising aimed at children, that sort of thing, more government regulation? So are we really seeing anything different there with the pandemic? Have you got examples of that?
Yeah, so the pandemic has just highlighted that they've just gone into overdrive, really, in the pandemic, because they see it as a great opportunity, and therefore that does really put the huge spotlight on this real gap of no regulations protecting kids. I mean, it's just really unfair on the kids and their parents. The parents are trying to give kids a healthy life, and they're up against all this marketing, which is highly sophisticated and very clever and is very engaging and kids engage.
How do you distinguish? Because the issue here seems to be that obviously people argue, well, it's a treat, but obviously it's not a treat for some people, is it? So it's, you've got sort of two different elements to that.
So the treat thing comes into it a lot, and that's also used a lot in the marketing, and it is there. But the thing is that the unhealthy food is just such a huge part of New Zealand's children's diets, and it's contributing to our enormous rates of childhood obesity. You know, we're second in the OECD countries for that, and we've had very, very little action from any governments over many years. Mm. And I think this marketing during the lockdown just really highlights this huge gap that we have in our regulations.
Professor Boyd Swinburne, thank you very much for that, from the Health Coalition Aotearoa Board.